So our group has been working with PKM2 since at least the 5 past years, since it past 5 past years, and this enzyme is very important to cancer metabolism since its activity can divert glucose flux towards biosynthesis pathways. Like exosamine biosynthetic pathway we have been studied. So we observed using lung model adenocarcinoma alveolar human cells that oligonucleotide modifications increased during epithelial to mesenchymal transitions, as it was published in before for our group. So we observed that during this process we have increasing in biosynthetic pathways as HBP. And more than that, our observations by mass spec, we observed that this enzyme probably has 4 sites of oligonucleotide modifications that is not have been published yet. So our work focused on tyrosine 105 that is very well described in the literature to decrease enzyme activity. And so we propose with this work that oligonucleotide surrounded this tyrosine 105 can decrease its activity. And now we need to do more experiments to prove, trying to publish these results. So we observed when we use thiamide G that decreases OGA, the hydrolyze that removes oligonucleotide from proteins. We have more of this phosphorylation site, and we observe it too using virus that OGA overexpression decreases tyrosine 105 PKM2 phosphorylation, as we can observe by Western blotting. So all of these results suggest that oligonucleotide is doing your job in PKM2 protein enzyme activity, contributing to Warburg effect by decreasing its activity. We know this data from the literature is already known, but not the site of glycosylation. We propose 4 oligonucleotide sites in this work. So thank you very much for this opportunity, and we hope our science in Brazil can improve in this scenario of pandemic situation. Thank you very much.